A day after Eliot Spitzer refused to disclose his tax returns, the campaign appeared to reverse course, sending out tax documents for 2011 and 2012. But experts say those documents fall far short of the complete returns and fail to answer some important questions. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has the story.
As a host on Current TV last year, Eliot Spitzer hit Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney with this hardball.
Game on, Mitt. Where do you stand with your own taxes?
Those words were thrown back at him by Scott Stringer, his opponent in the city comptroller's race. Stringer turned a longer version of that monologue into an attack ad, calling for Spitzer to release his tax returns. So the Spitzer campaign sent out some documents, but these weren't complete tax returns. Altogether, it was just 4 pages, the 1040 summary sheets for the years 2011 and 2012. That leaves out the so-called schedules, which contain more detailed information about Spitzer's investments, partnerships, and what relationships he may have with people who have business before the city. David K. Johnston is a Pulitzer Prize winner who used to cover taxes for the New York Times and now teaches at Syracuse University. He says it makes sense that people are clamoring for more information.
I think it's perfectly reasonable to raise questions if you're going to be the manager of city finances about what your investments are, who your partners are, and what kind of tax benefits you've been receiving.
Spitzer also filed a disclosure form with the city's Conflicts of Interest Board, which includes more information about his sources of income and holdings. But Johnston, who once appeared as a guest on Spitzer's television show, said while those details may be sexy, voters already know Spitzer is wealthy. What they don't know is who he worked with to make all his money. That information is in the complete tax returns. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
To see the tax documents that Spitzer and Stringer released, visit WNYC.org.